in studio is the man. He is the Carl Spackler of Western Wyoming. If that reference, if you know what that reference is, then you're my kind of person. If you don't, then you've got work to do. Mr. Bryce Burton in studio with us. Thanks, Bryce, for coming in. Hey. Oh, hold on, hold on.
I was just about to ask, too.
We got you now?
Hello, hello.
All checking, right, there we are.
Checking 1, 2, 3. There's another reference for some of those out there.
We could just do references the whole time.
How about this one? I want you to kill all the golfers. Why would we kill all the golfers?
Well, pardon my impertinence, sir, but we kill all the golfers, they're going to put me in jail and throw away the key.
There you go.
Golfers!
Surely they got it now.
I don't know. Some people probably just wondering what the heck we're doing.
But we're having a good time.
Well, Bryce, this has been an amazing off season in terms of moisture in Western Wyoming, Star Valley in particular. A couple of record breaking areas, including Afton, 177 inches, I think was the total number that was thrown out there, including 30 inches like on that last storm. Yeah. So I look at someone like yourself, and you're charged with trying to make sure. That the area municipal course is ready to roll when people are ready to golf, which seems to be whenever somebody thinks about wanting to golf.
Snow.
Yeah. So I guess I wanted to run that patch. Tell us about some of the challenges and some of the things that you have done that are maybe even above and beyond what you normally do because of what we just had this last winter.
Well, you have to remember that grass is kind of like a little person. I mean, it's a living and breathing thing. And when it's underwater, quote, air quotes, for 180 days, I get nervous that, you know, if you put a person underwater for a little while, they're not going to live much longer.
Right.
So, yeah, it was a stressful time for me to try to make sure things were green and growing when the snow finally did subside.
And how do you do that? What do you do?
There's some magical chemicals that we can spray out on some of the grass to keep the mold and the fungicide, or the mold and, well, snow mold, basically. Keep that kind of stuff away so that when the snow goes away, the grass is still green.
And obviously, you know, a big part of this is high school golf tends to generally utilize the local fields here, but you know, I was kind of peeking at the schedule, and they're already into the championship tournaments here. With all the snowfall, I guess I must have missed it. Did Star Valley end up getting any home golf meets this year?
Well, or will they whatsoever? That's spring golf, which, again, in air quotes.
Yeah. It's something for the kids to be able to get out of school for a day.
Spring golf in Western Wyoming is kind of like, yeah, if there's no snow on the ground, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, and that's the way it was this year, for sure. I mean, there was text messages and phone calls between the coach and I. Hey, should we cancel this? I'm like, well, let's give it some time. Let's see what happens. But yeah, there was still a little bit of snow on the golf course when they had the spring meet on the 11th of May.
You didn't just poke a hole in one part of the snow?
Well, I guess you just play it as a water hazard.
I always cheat anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Cheat? Did you just say cheat in the same sentence as high school golf? I didn't hear
that. Well, I'm assuming they're not going to. I'm not on the team, not anymore.
We were, right?
I was. Even. I wasn't very good. I think I made the fifth spot once my senior year, and I was pretty proud of that.
No, them were the days. So, yeah, it was good. It was a great tournament. I'm a hillbilly. Things were mown down, and we were able to get those kids to have a good day on the course.
Well, obviously, Bryce, that's part of the equation, but it's also part of the big push of our golf season in this part of the country. And like you said, part of the urgency from that and having things ready to go is because it is such a kind of a hit the ground running type of situation. Talk to us about what's available at the course, what's coming up, how can people buy memberships. How can people, maybe if they've been away for a year or two because of COVID, how can they come back and be part of Star Valley View Golf Course?
Oh, boy. You know what? Our golf out there is affordable. You can buy a season pass for $350, I think. I mean, it does vary whether you're a resident or non-resident.
And that means you can golf to your heart's content.
Yep, as much golf as you want. And, Dal, I've played golf courses that cost me $350 for 18 holes.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, obviously we're not that kind of a course, but we're a great course.
It's a pretty darn nice course.
USGA spec greens are undulating. They're fun to putt. It's just a great little golf course.
Designed by Johnny Miller.
Our good buddy Johnny Miller.
So how can people get involved? What are some things that they can do to be more involved with the course?
Well, come out and buy it. Well, you don't have to buy a membership. I'm just kind of telling you that if you want unlimited golf, this is a great way, because not a lot of golf courses anymore are providing unlimited golf. It's COVID actually helped golf. It was a place for people to go and social distance, I guess.
Okay, all right.
So, but yeah, the pro shop's open right now. You know, we've had frost on and off, so we're opening about 9. We're closing at about 7 p.m. They can buy green fees, cart passes, whatever they want at the pro shop. Town Hall would still sell them one if they wanted to run into Town Hall if they happen to be there. But we have, as far as things to do, we have a junior clinic the last 3 weeks of June. So if you're 8 years old to 15 or 16.
And that's free, right?
Yeah. Well, let me slow down. I think they charge you a little bit the end because we
I'm sorry.
Well, you're asking the wrong guy. I just mow the grass. But yeah. Anyway, I think they charge a little bit at the end for the tournament to help cover the pizza and whatever they give the kids, the prizes.
But they get like instruction and stuff.
Yeah. It's a clinic. You have
cool.
It's fantastic. Bring them out. And also, if you don't get into the clinic, we've always offered free range balls to kids on Tuesdays in June. So if there's anybody out there that needs something to do and you want to go bash the feathery, come on out on Tuesday. We'll give you a bucket of balls.
Aaron, you're not a kid anymore. You have to pay for yours.
No. That's a shame because I desperately need golf lessons.
Well, here you go. Bryce can set you up.
So another part, you kind of talked about the grass and the potential of, you know, its mortality sitting under that snow for a while. The other thing I'd wonder about is what are kind of the challenges of keeping it from becoming kind of a soup once all the snow melts away and the ground underneath the grass? How quickly are you generally able to get it back to good, proper walking conditions?
Oh, well, we're kind of lucky at our course because we're built on a slope. So a lot of the moisture, if it's bad, it drains. You know, we don't want to flood the church, but that's the low area, and there's a big collection area. Because it does. This spring, when the snow was melting, there was a river. It would come down 1, across 2, across 5, and to 15. So to answer your question, it doesn't take a whole lot of time once the snow is actually gone to be able to get onto the course.
Bryce, there's also some different groups and things like that. I have a little bit of contact with Julie, and she runs the Women's League, which she has tried to get going on Tuesday mornings, and that's getting started up. I'm putting a little something in the paper for that starting this next week. But what are some other leagues and some things that people can be aware of?
We do have the Women's League, and anybody that's a woman that wants to come play, I mean, you don't need to be a good golfer. As far as they know, they just have a good time.
It's a scramble. And from talking to Julie, they make good friends. It's a chance to get outside and play golf and make friends.
Yep. My wife even went out and played a couple times, and she's not an avid golfer, but she just loves it. And it's fantastic.
And is there a men's league as well?
Yeah, we run a men's league kind of a – tell you the honest truth, we struggled getting many men to be able to get there on the same night with the softball and the things that go on in this town and how short it just seems like our men's league struggled since they tore out the old 9. But we do have some sort of a men's league where guys can go play whenever they want during the week, post the score, and then it goes up against everybody else who's posted a score if they can't get there on a certain night.
Do you have just one more question, Bryce, as far as hours of operation, things like that? How can people pull out their clubs out of the garage? It's been the last 6 months and come out and hit the links.
Just show up. I mean, the pro shop as of right now, like I mentioned with the frost, we've kind of got it open at about 9. In the summer, full on summer, it's 7 o'clock in the morning till almost 10 o'clock at night.
Just so, as long as there's not frost on the
course. Just try to keep you out from the frost because grass is a living thing, and you step on something that's frozen, it breaks. But anyway, yeah, we'd like to encourage everybody to come out. Come hit the ball.
Yeah, come on out and challenge Bryce. If you see Bryce out there.
You know what?
Challenge him to closest to the pin or something.
For sure. If you can find me out there, give me your club, give me a ball. I'll wager a soda.
Nice.
To whoever wants to. Especially Kendall Erickson.
I see he's willing to do this because he's won a lot of sodas, I think.
Yeah. I'm not a golfer.
Yeah, he's a pretty good golfer. But Bryce Burton, greenskeeper, head manager. What's your official title there at the course?
Well, I always forget. Golf course superintendent is what I hired on with the town to be.
Okay.
So,
well, we appreciate your time. And again, if please come back again and let us know of any changes and things like that. But the course is willing and ready to go. And you're welcoming people out there starting at 9 a.m.
Yeah, 885-3338. Call the pro shop, get a tee time, come on out, and let's bash that ball around.
Sounds like a good time. Bryce Burton here on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.